Hello, everyone. This is Jacqueline Jacks for the Daily Jacks on AVA Live Radio. Today, I'm going to be telling you all about the social media post that will kill your page. Yeah, that's right. We're always talking about what to put on your page, but you know, I think we kind of miss out a little bit because when I go and review pages after you send me a link, I realize that still, we're not exactly getting it, all of us. So let's go through some types of social media posts that you should avoid. Maybe this is a good list for you to write down. So get a sheet of paper, whatever it is that you write on, or maybe come back to this episode after you listen to it once and write down the amazing list of things that I have collected for you. You know, I'm always looking to improve social media pages. And the reason why is because when we do our work here at AVA Live Radio, we're always pushing artists to do better, right? And we want to make sure that we know they're listening on the radio, but when they go over to your social media pages, if it lacks in anything, they will just give it a pass. And I don't want to see that happen. I want to see you guys gaining from both spaces. Plus, social media has so many people on it that it's a great way to target an audience, start to build your email list, and just be able to connect with people on a daily basis in a space that they're on already. And I think that's really important to remember. It's not all about sending people off the platforms. It's about entertaining them in your section of the platform that you create. And I think that if you can learn to do that really, really well, people will regularly come back to you. When you have something special offered, they will sign up for your email list. You'll build a lot of credibility and you'll build a really strong brand so that when you do monetize that brand, you have the ability to do it because people will find you credible. They will want to give you money for your work. And if your skills are that good, then they will have no problem doing it. But it all starts with those social media posts to avoid and the ones to do well. So the first thing at the top of my list definitely is negative posts. Now, some of you, depending on your brand, you might want to voice an opinion about something. It's not a bad idea to voice an opinion as long as it's not against your brand. If you are all about, and I think a lot of this has to do with phrasing. If you are all about positive attitude, you know, getting people to not sweat the small stuff and keep the simple, you know, structure in life and just pursue their dreams, or you want to inspire them, or you want to feel that you understand them, sometimes it depends on your crowd and you have to be careful with this, but you might not want to engage in negative posting. There are ways to put things and ways to say things where you can say essentially the same thing. Maybe you're bothered by a certain circumstance, but you could maybe post it in a way that offers a relief that I think this is happening, and as a result, why can't this happen instead? Then you start a really interesting conversation on your page. Mind you, hopefully it's part of your brand. So don't go off brand on this. Don't just go random and start ranting about politics and religion and stuff like that. But if it is a valid conversation and it's something that you think that the people who follow you really care about, then you could have a great conversational post as long as it's not a negative post that solicits negative activity. And that's really, really carefully, you know, it's very important to carefully define both sides of that and make sure you stay on the right side. The other one is politics and religion. Now, a lot of people aren't on brand for politics and religion. So if you're a musician and you decide to dive into your opinion on, you know, the president of the United States or whatever it is, politics, religion, again, walk that fine line. Be careful about that, because if you have, say, 1,000 social media followers and 500 of those social media followers are on one side of the fence, unless you're okay with losing half of your following, and in some cases, maybe 75% of them, might not be a good idea to use your brand page to voice political and religious views. I'm just saying, it starts a controversy. People will always get in fights on your page. It breeds this negative activity. You don't want people turning off your post as a result of seeing this feed go on and on and on forever. And what that will do is make your page basically not be seen by anyone if they start turning it off. So you want to be careful about posts that might solicit good people to click turn off. You see what I mean? Make sure you stay on brand. Maybe use some other page if you really want to voice it, or go to a forum where you can voice safely and not actually affect your public page that you're promoting and working so hard on. The next one is irrelevant viral content. I see a lot of people trying to build music pages, yet they're sharing like post after post of puppies and cats and things that, you know, like eggs that have gone viral. Now, that's really not the best use of your page, and it certainly isn't going to help you build your brand. So you want to make sure that the social media pages that you're posting on aren't just sharing a bunch of irrelevant viral stuff to get hits. That's not really doing anything, because when people see something, like let's take Instagram for instance, if they see a post on a cat and they click on it and then they go to your page and they see that you're not a cat Instagram page, you're just a musician that shared a really cute picture of a cat, they're not going to follow you because they're looking for more cats. So going in a whole different direction and getting one post to go viral just because it's a, you know, a popular picture does not help you in the long run. It doesn't help you build your brand, and it also only tells people that you like a cat. Now, if you're in the picture with the cat, that's a little bit different. That's more of a selfie. And that's considered an actual post that can help you, because you can talk about your cat. You can say you wrote about your cat. You can say the cat's in the studio with you. There's all kinds of things that can tie you into what you do with that selfie. And that's a way to use it in a good way. So the next one is content that is properly proofread and edited. So a lot of people will put a ton of information on their posts, but not something that people can actually read easily. And a lot of that is just advertising. You know, for instance, you'll include links and say, hey, go click, or hey, you know, do this, or it's just something that's really not proofread, not edited, not creating something that people will get value from. Those are posts that really don't do any good for you. So you may as well just leave them off there. The most that you can do on these social media pages is put up a post, like say on Facebook, pin it to the top that actually sends a message, but tell people why you think this is valuable to them. If it's a video, don't just say click, hey fam, click. You know, these are things that really don't do you any good. You want to describe the video, you want to describe the piece of content, or at least ask a question so that people have that inspiration to respond. You know what I mean? Content inconsistent with branding, I already talked about a little bit in some of the previous posts. Pretty much all of these things have to do with not being on brand. And when you're branding and marketing, they're kind of the same thing. Somebody asked me that question the other day. Branding is trying to build up a compounding response. So in other words, you put multiple social media posts out there or multiple things out there about yourself that talk about you when you're not in the room. These are things that you want people to remember you for. If it's not doing that and offering that kind of value, then it's not branding and marketing. Because, but you know, in the same sense, an image that really is you singing is a form of branding, because it could be a selfie of you in the studio with a microphone. And if it's a really good selfie and you get a lot of clicks on it, then that means a lot more people are going to see it. And now they've just associated your profile with the fact that you sing and what you look like. That is actually a form of branding without it being very markety. And I think that that's a very interesting point when it comes to designing your page and figuring out what kind of content you should put on there and be consistent with your brand. So every time you check your pictures, basically, you want to try and shape up these pages, even though they're business pages, as a page that talks primarily on every post about what it is that you do from day to day. So for musicians, it's really important and kind of walks that fine line of personal pages versus business pages. If it's a band page, you want to make sure that every single band member is highlighted at one time or another on the page, not just the whole band and not just the latest single. You want to make sure that you kind of draw on the audience by telling people who you are. And if each band member has their own personal page or their own public page, that's also a good idea to link that up so that people can go and just, you know, enjoy. Like say the drummer does videos of drums all day long. Well, that's pretty cool. He could have his own page. He could link it up to the band page, and you can post about his drums and share about his drum videos and promote two pages at once. It makes it really interesting, and it keeps people on brand. It keeps people on with you guys in your circle, and it allows people to get to know each band member as well, and they will never feel like they're just part of this one piece and never building a personal brand identity. Too much overly promotional content is another one that you shouldn't do. That would be a heavy linking off the site or always just asking for a call to action. Those are things that you really want to watch out for when you create your posts. Maybe sit down once a week and design a lot of really personal posts. Maybe write a blog post and then take pieces out of that blog post that you wrote, match them up with some really great selfies or images, and start to fold those out a little bit over the course of the week. I think that makes a lot more sense than doing a lot of advertising posts, because advertising posts rarely get shown in the newsfeed, as the algorithms can just pick them out, you know, and just make sure that they don't get shown out there. But people will respond to things that are created with value. So if you're going to post something, try and sit down and look at how you're going to get that message across, because it would be worth your while, if you're going to make that effort anyway, to do it in a way that will really get a reaction for people, that will give them a lot of value, that will interest them, entertain them. Maybe it's something funny. Maybe you can tie it into a story. You know, instead of just launching a video, you could say about something that happened behind the scenes of the video, and then below the post, put a link to the video, or put the video right on Facebook or the platform that you're on, and then talk about what happened in the video. It's giving people a reason to click or to watch is really important. And unless you can master how to do that and speak to your audience, you're really going to reach nobody on these pages, because people just aren't going to stop. And 15, you know, you got to think on a timeline, there's like 1500 posts that we're scrolling through. You've got to compete for the one of the top 10, maybe somebody will see. That's a lot of competition. So if you want to beat that competition, you've got to be first in. And in order to get first in to everyone's eyeline, you've got to create posts that people regularly engage with, and then you'll move up to the top of their newsfeed in no time at all. Okay, so that's a bunch of my top tips. I have so many more examples. I'll probably do a Facebook Live showing you guys a lot of these and just talking a little more in depth about them. But just remember, the purpose of social media is to build influence, increase brand awareness, develop great relationships with the people who follow you, and just keep getting your information shared out there. You're never going to do that if it just serves you and doesn't serve others. So make sure that 80 to 90% of your page is dedicated to serving others, not just serving yourself. All of pay links and things like that can be done in description boxes. It can also be referred to in comment sections, and no more than one post in every 8 should be a marketing post. So if you have a new album out there, there's so many other ways to promote the album. If you want to show off the cover, that's great. Put up a cover post. Maybe put up a series of posts leading up to the cover, like which picture should we choose for the cover art? You know, things like that. Engaging your audience is so super important, and you will never do it unless you ask questions and you get really creative with your social media posts. This is Jacqueline Jacks for AVA Live Radio. So glad you are here with me. If you are listening to this and you're a musician, I suggest you go on over to avaliveradio.info/airplay. That's where you can submit your music and get on the station. Have a great one.